KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have light rain. It's 71 degrees. We picked up a total of 2 inches of rainfall, 1.85 falling up until 7 a.m., and then we dumped the gauge and started over again for a 24-hour period. Since 7 a.m., we picked up 14 one-hundredths of an inch. Our forecast for today, you guessed it, more showers and thundershowers, especially this morning. We'll have a high today in the lower 70s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In state news, Iowa will pay $2.5 million to settle a lawsuit involving a woman who leaped from the top of a five-story parking ramp. The lawsuit was filed by Kathleen Heptenstall and her husband William in 2016. The Des Moines Register reports the woman died last year of complications from injuries that she suffered when she jumped September 24, 2014, from a ramp at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics in Iowa City, where she was a psychiatric patient at the time. The lawsuit alleged, among other things, the hospital didn't communicate changes in her behavior and failed to adequately review medical records before taking her from a locked psychiatric unit. The lawsuit also says staffers failed to follow procedures that could have prevented the incident. The Iowa Appeal Board approved the settlement on Tuesday. Well, the Iowa Judicial Branch yesterday reported that at 3:30 p.m. on September 21st, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will administer the oath of office to Iowa Supreme Court Justice Susan Christensen in a public ceremony in the Supreme Court courtroom of the Judicial Branch building at 1111 East Court Avenue in Des Moines. Justice Christensen of Harlan will fill the vacancy that resulted from the retirement of Justice Bruce Zager. The attorney representing those who are fighting the automated traffic cameras believes he still has a strong case, despite a lengthy ruling by the Iowa Supreme Court that cut down some of their arguments. Lawyer Jim LaRue said the process used by the city to try and collect on the speed camera tickets in Cedar Rapids and Des Moines did not follow the process as set out in the state law, known as municipal infraction.
And in effect, none of these proceedings that the city's used, administrative proceedings, abide by those requirements. And I think this is going to prove to be extremely problematic for the city.
LaRue said the city's tried to push the drivers who got tickets quickly through what they call administrative proceedings to get them to pay the tickets quickly.
The court has expressly said you cannot invent a word for these proceedings. This is a municipal infraction. And if the state or the city intends to enforce a municipal infraction, yet must have followed the rules. And the problem for the cities are that none of these administrative procedures that they've been using conform with Iowa law, in my opinion.
LaRue says many people who read the notices decided it wasn't worth the time and money to go through the process.
Part of it is that it's too expensive, people think, to challenge. Two, they have threats that the credit reporting agencies will take adverse action against them. They were using that threat for years. And this is very, very troublesome to many consumers. They feel the threat of a suit. And we believe these are not enforceable.
He says they also believe the statute of limitations has run out on many of the tickets because of the process used.
Thousands of people never even received notices that there was an initial proceeding taking a place because the databases that the cities use are not accurate in many instances.
Both sides have 30 days to request that the Iowa Supreme Court reconsider its ruling issued last Friday. After that, the issue goes back to the district court for further action. In area news, three people suffered suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries during an accident Monday afternoon in Shelby County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 47-year-old Brian C. Watkins of Blair, Nebraska, was traveling west on Highway 44 at around 3:35 p.m. and approaching the intersection with Shelby County Road M-47 when a car traveled east on Highway 44 began to make a left turn to travel north on M-47. In doing so, the other vehicle pulled in front of Watkins' 2013 Dodge pickup. When Watkins took evasive action to the right, his vehicle left the road and entered a ditch and struck an embankment. Watkins and his passengers, 48-year-old Pamela Watkins and 6-year-old Brennan Watkins, both from Blair, were transported by EMS to Murtu Medical Hospital in Harlan. Irwin Rescue and Medevac Ambulance that has assisted in the victim's transport. There were no citations issued. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday said that as a result of an ongoing investigation, three people from Griswold, 18-year-old Devin Joel Hilliard, 18-year-old Jacob Christian Steffen, and a 16-year-old juvenile male have all been charged with felony counts of theft in the second degree, conspiring to commit a non-forcible felony, and burglary in the third degree. The juvenile male was transported to Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs, and Steffen and Hilliard were both taken to the Cass County Jail, where they remained on $15,000 bond each. And on August 30th, former Cass County 911 director, 53-year-old Robert D. Coppard, pled guilty to a charge of activities related to material constituting or containing child pornography. He entered his plea in U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa. Coppard's sentencing is scheduled for January 16th at 2:30 p.m. at the U.S. Courthouse in Council Bluffs. Coppard resigned from his position on July 24th of last year, and the Cass County Public Safety Commission approved his resignation the following day. The Ottawa County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 44-year-old Michael Gene Bland of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 2:45 a.m. Sunday on a drug charge following a traffic stop on Highway 71 near Exira. Bland was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. During the stop, the Ottawa County K-9 Axel indicated to the presence of the odor of narcotics or narcotic on the vehicle. Bland posted bond and was released, but he was arrested again Monday night on additional charges stemming from the traffic stop the previous morning. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense, interference with official acts, carrying weapons, and depositing or throwing litter on the highway. The K-9 Axel located marijuana that Bland allegedly attempted to hide along the highway. The man was being held in the Ottawa County Jail while awaiting his appearance before the magistrate. And Ottawa County Sheriff's deputies arrested 21-year-old Brandon William Henderson of Ottawa on two outstanding court-ordered jail time warrants. In the process of his arrest, was also charged with possession of meth and possession of marijuana. Henderson remains in the Ottawa County Jail on a $5,000 bond. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.